Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Kentucky's statewide sheep herd is up some 15% to 20% in the last couple of years. Don Ely in UK's Animal and Food Science Department on recent trends in overall sheep production here.
It's relatively small. We're in the range of 40,000 ewes currently. And again, with the increase in numbers, this has helped us. But we think that it will grow in the future, primarily because of the way the sheep is designed to utilize the forages that we produce in this state, and also you tie in some of the prices that we've seen for lambs in the past 2 or 3 years has stimulated significant increase.
On those stronger sheep prices, there are a number of factors. Among them, more restaurants are featuring locally grown.
To some degree, I would say there are some specific restaurants that are utilizing this. But in addition, we've found that some of our producers, being entrepreneurs, are selling lambs, specific lambs, so many lambs per week or per month to specific food wholesalers, and as a result, they're going into the food chain.
The 43rd Annual Sheep Profit Day tomorrow afternoon at UK's Seor and Little Sheep Unit in Woodford County will be a great opportunity for producers to sharpen production and marketing skills. It gets underway at 3:30, winding up a little after 7. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 22nd primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 22nd than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. While the state sheep herd growth is good news, says Don Ely, like every other agricultural enterprise, sheep production still has its challenges.
When we get in prices or value for our product, it seems like that goes right along with increasing costs. So this is always a challenge for the producer, is to balance the feed cost with the prices of the product and when to sell these lambs, what weight to sell them, and so forth to maximize the profits.
Tomorrow, Sheep Profit Day will deal with some of these issues for producers, both veteran and newcomer, and Don Ely says trends in that growth department are another good sign.
We see significant number of new people wanting to get into the sheep business, maybe not on a large scale, but certainly with a few ewes, and we're looking for these people that start small to increase in numbers as they gain more experience with them.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.